I know you're not, but you have to understand.
I am, and again, I'm extremely sympathetic. I am.
When we get 56 people that say we don't want them in our community.
I understand, and again, I've implored planning and zoning to do something, and the county to do something, but also, you know, we're trying to work on things that have already been done and determine whether or not they were handled correctly, and in this particular case.
How do we get the attorney's opinion? How do we get that?
You don't. That's privileged to the boards.
But we are following his guidelines. He shares an opinion with us.
But I have not revealed any opinion. I've let the board and know that we're not changing the process. I've been asked if we're changing the process, and I said no. But the opinion is privileged information between the board.
Are you going to add potential buyer to the guidance code then?
I'm not going to just sit here. I already told you our stance, so.
It's,
yeah.
There's nothing more we can do on this. I'm sorry.
Well, just don't ever buy in Branson Creek.
Again, I'm extremely sympathetic.
A beautiful subdivision has gone down the toilet.
What?
I'm very sympathetic.
I don't think you could be.
Case number 18-05A, Turkey Creek Crossing.
On May 14th, 2018, the Taney County Planning Commission defeated a Division 3 permit request by Turkey Crossing LLC, allowing six cabins to be constructed for nightly rental located on 12 lots off Jones and Siler Road, Ridgedale, Missouri. Branson Creek Crossing is developing a small nightly rental community near other vacation rentals. The applicant plans to construct 1 3-bedroom, 2 2-bedroom, and 3 5-bedroom cabins. And I believe I provided the reasons for Turkey Crossing LLC, which I can cover if you want. One would be the tied vote, yet no discussion on why the no votes were cast, no discussion or details as to any concerns from the board members as to why they voted no. Two, the only speaking neighbor did not understand the map. This is obvious from the comments the neighbor made about their house placement was wrong. This map, as well as the neighbor's comments, may have caused confusion for the board members. And three, there was confusion during the discussion about roads and access. This needs to be clarified. There was a board comment, yet not able to address the question. And the applicant is here before you, and this is the property in question. If you look real close, you can see the red lines. Of course, if you look back, it was this section, that one, and that one, which I couldn't get to highlight on this, but these are actually individual lots, the red lines are. Here's a conceptual cabin layout. This was the approval that she had prior by Planning Commission. It's also for 5 cabins on 16 lots, I believe. This is just a general overview of the area. The green ones are approved nightly rentals, and I give the dates like 2011, 2012, 2013, 2017, 2017. This is the property in question. The blue one's just the only one that I could highlight, and I had to draw the red so that you get a feel for the location. This actually is a photo. I'm standing right here where this road junctions, looking south. And then I've turned around and just looked directly back. That's where the road forks. And this is all the property that's owned by Turkey Crossing. I did give you a decision of record, but I would ask that and recommend that we remove number 7, which is the certificate of compliance issued. That is something that would be issued with their Division 2 permit when they built, because it relates to special use. This was a Division 3 permit and not a special use permit. So if you look at your decision of record that I put in your packet, number 7, I would recommend if you approve the appeal that you would remove number 7 because it would be placed in a Division 2 building permit requirement. And that's all I have.
Benita, do you have a list of folks speak on this one?
again, I can't tell who's for or against, but I assume you're the applicant.
I am. My name's Valerie, and at the last meeting, as Scott had described, the only person that got up and spoke against it was a neighbor, and the way they described the placement of the properties was not correct, so I wanted to clarify that. There was also quite a bit of confusion about the roads, which I can clarify that much more in detail. There was also a question about Division 3 versus special use, and it never really ended up in a resolution of an answer. And quite honestly, the decision seemed like it was based on an emotional status versus a factual or to code. So we're here today to clear that up. I gave everyone a packet. Do you have it in front of you? It looks something like this, but it's in color. Yes. If I could briefly go through it, and I want to explain how we're different. I own the majority of the companies, the properties. We're not a management company like they were talking about earlier, like Sunset. I'm not discounting them for what they do. We just do things very differently because, like I said, I own 80% of the properties that we manage. We've picked up a few others because neighbors have asked for us to manage their properties because they've seen what we've done in the past. So we now have grown. We have a management team. We've been doing this since 2005 in Blue Eye and Ridgedale. We do not go out too far because we want to keep very close in the area so that we can serve the guests, our neighbors, as well as the house needs. We provide incredible experience. For example, our head of housekeeper is on property numerous hours of the day. She patrols at night. In fact, last night I was in one of the properties. A truck drove by at 11 p.m. It was my maintenance manager just driving by just to see how everything was going in the neighborhood. Our maintenance manager lives only 2.5 miles away. So as I said, he drives by a lot of times just to check on it. We provide 5 full-time employees as well as some part-time, and therefore we're within the Taney County area. We've been paying sales tax to, in fact, I paid it yesterday, to Missouri Department of Resources since 2005 for the sales tax for all the properties. We're a member of the Better Business Bureau, the Chamber of Commerce, Vacation Rental Managers Association, and another one as well. So we're learning about new techniques, new technology, just to make our properties and our guest experience much better. I do want to go through some facts. I own some on Friend Drive, which is off of Jones Road. Those are not in question whatsoever. The first property I purchased was on Jones Road, and I started purchasing it in 2011. At that time, there were 8 other homes in that area. Of those 8 homes, 6 of them were in, I'm going to say, a state of transition. They were either foreclosing, they were empty, or they were on the market, or something of that nature. Of those 6, I purchased one. A couple other people purchased some other, which we improved the quality the way they looked. And they were already nightly rentals. So there was one home in specific, we're going to call it the Yellow House. It was vacant for a year. So we, meanwhile, were conducting in these 8 other rentals, or 6 other rentals, 6 other homes doing these nightly rentals. So this Yellow House was empty for a year, as I mentioned, and then they bought it, knowing that all this nightly rental was going on. Since then, 2 other properties were approved, and they were built, and they're nightly rentals at all. So in that whole area, there are 10 homes. 8 of them are nightly rentals. So you can say it's a nightly rental area. The other 2 is one, the Yellow House we talked about, and the other one is a gentleman that has actually called us and asked us about how to do nightly rentals. He's asked our maintenance manager if he can have his family stay in one of our nightly rentals. And when he goes to Florida over the summer, he's asked our team to watch over his house. And then when his home actually had a plumbing leak and drained the entire well, he called us to help fix the problem. So as far as I'm concerned, he's not part of us, but he accepts us and he works with us quite a bit. We purchased the land that Scott has showed you from Oakmont Association. They knew the intent. In fact, I just spoke with Gary Hopp yesterday, the president of the association, And they knew the intent of what we were doing when we purchased his property. His comment to me, and this is not as president of the HOA, this is just as an individual, but his comment was, it makes sense for you to do nightly rentals up there because it's all nightly rentals already. So they wouldn't, and Karen Bradley is the one that I work in with in buying it, she would not have allowed us to buy it, and the board would have approved it if they had a problem with it, because they know I do nightly rentals. So we have their, I'm going to say, blessing, if you will. Out of the lots that we purchased, there's technically 28 lots in total. Now, there's already half of them already been approved. The other half is what I'm asking for tonight. 28 of those lots, but yet we're not going to build on all 28. We're only building on 12 of them. So, which tells you, and we're going to rezone it so that three of those lots go to that one property, or two of those lots go to that one property. So in terms of traffic, we're eliminating 28 down to 12, which is significant in sense of traffic and parking and noise and yada, yada. I'm working with a local licensed builder. His name is Gary Martin. He's been here for 30 years. So he's the one that's going to be handling all the details that I can't handle, quite honestly. We've already met with the septic company. We've already got quotes. We're working with Lefty's, the well service. So we're doing things the right way. I have a valid sales tax number, which I can give to you right now. I didn't want to print that and put that out just for privacy's sake. The other thing is, on all of our properties, about six feet in length, we have all our phone numbers. Not all. We have one phone number on every single property. So anybody driving by can call us if there's a problem, if there's a concern, and also obviously for marketing reasons too. We, as I said, have a local representation. We actually have three people that are located within 5 miles. One of them is only about 2 miles away. Okay. The next page, you can see I've marked out pretty much what Scott marked out also of where we're proposing the nightly rentals in the packet I gave you. And then I also have this sheet showing all the other nightly rentals that are already either accepted or approved in the area, and this is the back area that we're asking for. And then I have the road situation I wanted to clarify. Oakmont Association has the roads. They are not county roads. They're actually Oakmont. I've spoken with Oakmont Board, and they were willing to abate the roads if we needed, or they're going to work with us. But bottom line, we're going to have those roads set up so that the people can get into the properties. And again, it's not individual lots for those people going to individual, you know, those 28 lots. They're just going to be going to one home on two or three lots. So we have access easily without any problem. They'll be going down Siler Road, and Paul Siler actually gave us a letter of, I'm going to say, recommendation and acceptance, which is in our packet that you have as well. So there'll be less cars actually using the road in the way that we're trying to present it versus if it was developed like a residential. We've already done the soil test. We hired Melissa, and we've already done all the soil tests, and that's when we brought in Lefty's for this, the well service. And you have all that in your packet as well. And then I have, again, the same thing that Scott had, but I broke it down a little bit more in the sense of the lots. And then on the next sheet, I actually have the placement of the houses where they will be. And then on the next sheet, we're saying how many, and I'm following the rules. 5 bedrooms, 12 guests, parking spaces of 6, and we can satisfy that because we have 3 lots for some of these homes. We're definitely going to be able to satisfy the six parking spaces, or the 3 or the 6, and again, that's in your packet. We also have overflow parking available too, so if somebody brought a boat, we would be able to facilitate that as well. We also have technology so that we can put inside each of the properties that there's 2 different pieces of equipment. One will actually detect every single cell or tablet or iPad or computer that grabs onto it, and they've averaged and figured out how many devices each person has. So we'll get a notification if there's too many people, part with that. There's also another device that we can install that shows the volume, too much noise, which we'll respond to. Getting on that comment, we've been doing this, as I said, since 2005. We've never had a complaint. The neighbors in that area, we've never had a complaint about us, never had a phone call, never had any issues about noise. Now,